It kind of reminds me of the Sims game. So if you were a bit Sims fan, if you remember those Sims games that used to come out, it kind of reminds me of that. Welcome to Debt Free in IT. I'm your host, Mike. This podcast is for anyone who's looking to get into the IT industry. Whether it's for a career change or you're just interested, I think you come to the right place. So one of my goals this year is to get a cloud certification. Right now, I'm leaning towards the AWS Cloud Practitioner as my first cloud certification. And if this is one of your goals, then AWS Quest may be worth looking into. So Amazon Cloud Quest is a 3D role-playing game that was created by Amazon to help you build practical AWS cloud skills. So I think this game probably came around roughly about maybe a year or two ago. I remember playing it when it first came out, but ever since then, I've been waiting to give it another try whenever I start studying for my first certifications. So this AWS Cloud Quest game, it kind of reminds me of the Sims game. So if you were a bit Sims fan, if you remember those Sims games that used to come out, it kind of reminds me of that, where you pick a role and then the game is based off of that role, and you go around doing different tasks that has to do with that role. And one of the reasons I've been excited to get back on this once I start studying for my cloud certification is I see this resource as a way to switch things up a little bit. So, you know, from the normal studying, where normally we're always, you know, you grab the book, you know what I'm saying, you do some reading, you watch some videos, and then you try to find a way to do some labs on it. Now, not that I'm going to completely leave those alone. I'm still going to use those resources, but I want to see how this AWS Cloud Quest helps me to prepare for this first certification. So today, I plan on going a little bit about the game, such as looking at how much the game costs, look at some of the specific skills and badges you'll get from playing the game, and also what kind of benefits you'll get from playing this game. So one of the first things I want to look at is the cost of this game. So in this game, you choose a role to play. So they have a free role, which gives you the cloud practitioner role. So your character will be a cloud practitioner, and you're going around doing tasks that pertains to the cloud practitioner certification. And then after that, the price goes up to roughly about $29 a month or $449 a year. And that gives you access to higher roles that you can play the game as. So you can give your character another role that has to deal with a higher level AWS certification. So whenever you subscribe to play with a higher role, or let's say you're going for a higher certification, you're pretty much subscribing to the AWS Skill Builder. So this AWS Skill Builder is going to unlock hands-on training, different kinds of labs, games, and challenges, and also some exam prep resources. And the AWS Skill Builder, whenever you sign up, it does give you a 7-day free trial. So you can sign up for that free trial and see how you like it. But always remember, with those free trials, most of the time it's going to automatically start charging your card when that free trial is over. So that's one thing about free trials. Most free trials, you have to put a notification in your phone to either decide to cancel it or if you're going to continue with it. So you do have 7 days to see how you like it. But it does seem like for the cost of it, the $29 a month, it does so far seems like it's going to give you a lot of value for what you're paying. So let's say if you end up, you subscribe and you like the game, you could end up, if your organization utilizes AWS for their cloud resource, then this may be something you could take to your organization and get a team subscription to. That way, if you get a team subscription, then guess what? You no longer have to pay for it. So if it's something that your organization can use to help train other employees, help get them trained up, then this may be something that organization can utilize to train those employees, but also at the same time give their other employees a chance to use it for free. So one of the next things that stands out in AWS Cloud Quest is the different roles they have available, and also some of the badges you get with some of those roles. So most of the badges, if you're not used to those, so a badge is pretty much after you take an online course, a lot of times if you complete that course, they'll give you a digital badge that you can put on your LinkedIn profile or you can put on your email. And that way people see that you took this course and you completed this course. So it's almost like another way to practice in public or to let people know that you're constantly learning and you're learning new things. So let people know that you're ambitious. That way, if you're on LinkedIn or something and you got one of these badges, it could potentially lead to a recruiter looking at those badges, or either a place of employment, a job you applied for, looking at it and seeing that, oh, they finished this class and it says here they're working towards the certification. So that may be enough info to make that recruiter or make that hiring manager reach out to you and potentially lead to you landing a role somewhere. But then going back to this video game, or going back to this role-based game, some of the roles they have available. So they have the cloud practitioner role, which is free. And then if you decide to subscribe, you got the solutions architect role, a serverless developer role, a machine learning role, security, data analytics, and also a networking role. So you have a couple of roles to choose from. And then from doing my research, some of these roles are the exact same role as the certification calls for. So you can go on Amazon's website, and I have this linked in the description. Also, I have the link to this cloud game linked in the description. But from their website, you can go and see which one of these roles matches up to what certifications. That way, it could be just another something else you use to study for. So it's something that could make it angle a little bit more funner, if that's a word, a little bit more fun to try to learn by playing this video game, especially if it goes down and has some good hands-on labs and things like that for you that's built into the game. Sorry to interrupt this video. According to my YouTube analytics, 84% of my viewers are not subscribed. If I have provided any value to you in any one of my episodes and you're not subscribed, please consider doing so, as it does help out the channel. And also, if you're listening in your favorite podcasting app, please leave me a review or a comment and share this with a friend. So back to the episode. So let's look at some of the benefits of using AWS CloudQuest. So one of the first benefits is that it builds role expertise. So you're doing specific job functions and building things based on business needs in the game. Also, the next thing is you can learn by doing. So you're in a live AWS environment with step-by-step guidance, and also you're able to experiment on your own. So one of the next things is it motivates team learning. So you can create customized learning paths to onboard new employees and deepen their cloud skills and gain insights as teams learn together. So pretty much what it's saying is that you can use this AWS platform, this CloudQuest, to kind of onboard new employees. So when a new employee is hired, even though they may have a cloud certification, you can kind of run through them through this application or through this video game here to get them up to speed on how your organization does things. Or let's say that they come in, they don't know about AWS, but they have that Cloud Plus certification, which is vendor neutral. Then you can run them through this AWS to kind of get them a look and feel of how things work and how things operate within the AWS cloud. So another added benefit to this AWS CloudQuest is it allows teams to collaborate and compete. So pretty much you can host AWS CloudQuest tournaments where players can develop practical cloud skills while competing in a virtual match. So it almost is kind of based on, or kind of trying to lean in on, how now we have different video games where you can create tournaments and things like that. So it's creating all the things that you would have in a regular video game, but it's implementing things that you can use to actual go and get your job or learn you a lot of skills or broaden your skill set. So I'm not saying that this is going to be the end all be all, that you just need to play this video game, then you're going to go out and get a high paying job. You know, you're still going to need the experience and everything. But what I'm just saying, if you're the type of person that you get bored easily from trying to read and self-study, then this may be something that you add to your schedule or you add to your plan whenever you're trying to learn AWS. So you could have the books where you're reading a little bit, but then you break it up by also playing the game a little bit, because the game may hold your attention a little bit more just because it's interactive. So it's something that I think would be useful for adding to your criteria whenever you're studying for one of these cloud certs. So like I said earlier, I think this AWS CloudQuest would be a good benefit or a good resource to add to your studying plan. One of my main concerns is I wonder how prepared does it get you? So I wonder if someone just does this video game, how much will it help them with getting the certification? So, and also another thing is they do have another video game that's geared towards the certification prep, and it's kind of like an escape room, which I'm dying to try that also. So So something I may end up doing, since this is a certification I want to get, is I may end up just doing a test on it, like just studying it and seeing that, okay, if I just play this video game to learn the material, and then if I use the escape room game to help me prepare for the certification, how well will I do on the certification? So that's something that I want to see. So if you're someone that you have already done these steps and you took the certification and you passed it, let me know in the comments. And also, if you just played this video game and took the certification and you failed it, or if you passed it, like I said, just leave me a comment below. Let me know your thoughts on it. If you already used this resource, I'm interested just to see how prepared you will be from just playing this video game. So, and it's something that I'm interested in finding out. So that brings me to the end of this episode. Hopefully you found some value in this episode. If you're watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe. If you're on Instagram, TikTok, or Facebook, you can follow me at DebtFreeInIT. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me at DebtFreeInIT@gmail.com, or you can go to the website DebtFreeInITwithMike.com. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Peace.